This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There were protests in many cities last night, most of them peaceful.
Oh, yeah, get ready to back.
So peaceful.
Overnight, protests across the country remained mostly peaceful.
Oh, it shot guns at him. Oh, they're shooting guns at him, real guns. They're blasting at the police.
Remarkably peaceful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Anguish and frustration spilling into the streets of Louisville, where peaceful protesters are demanding justice.
Firework there that just exploded. And that's something we see from time to time during these protests. They use fireworks. I'm pretty sure that was a firework. I don't think that was a bomb of any kind of sort.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What do you plan to do if President Trump refuses to engage in a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the election?
President Trump will peacefully come to be sworn in again.
Burn! Triple-decker burn!
But it reminds him, you are not in North Korea, you are not in Turkey, you are not in Russia, Mr. President, and by the way, you are not in Saudi Arabia.
Silence, you contemptible shrew!
Unchained and unstoppable.
To have Hunter Biden on Air Force Two for all those many hours, then Hunter Biden have his own agenda in China. Yeah, how could you not discuss that? I think we've caught the vice president in a lie.
Shocked, I tell you.
It is appalling and outrageous that anyone, that if they lose an election, they're not going to leave. And I know that I speak, I am sure, for the vast majority of the elected officials in the United States of America when I say that.
You know nobody likes you, right?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're just talking about the voter fraud that's been uncovered already in Pennsylvania. They're throwing away military ballots for Donald Trump, the Democrats. This thing is out of control. 781 says it obviously doesn't take a lot of voter fraud to change swing states. So why do conservatives seem to be watching this being done right in front of their faces and aren't doing anything? Can't they file lawsuits to temporarily halt it? We talked to Ronna McDaniel. She said they have 40, a couple of weeks ago, she said they had 41 lawsuits. This is the Republican National Committee. And again, that's why they're trying to get this ninth Supreme Court justice confirmed as soon as possible so they can have five sure votes if it comes down to the Supreme Court, because you can't count on John Roberts. But they're trying to steal elections in all kinds of different ways. You know, 16-year-olds voting, felons voting, abolishing the Electoral College, illegal aliens voting. They all got all kinds of scams going on. And one of the big scams that hasn't gotten much publicity here in Massachusetts, everybody in Maine knows about it. It's called ranked choice voting. And it cost Bruce Poliquin his congressional seat in the 2nd District in 2018. He won by 2,000 votes, but was ousted because of this ranked choice voting. And so now they're trying to run the same scam here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's on the ballot. It's question two, ranked choice voting. And there was a good column in the Herald today about this, ranked choice voting backed by rich out-of-state donors. A ballot initiative that would scrap Massachusetts' voting system in favor of ranked choice voting is being fueled primarily by wealthy out-of-state donors, including the son of left-wing billionaire George Soros and the daughter-in-law of a media baron, Rupert Murdoch. And another guy who's pushed millions into it is a guy from Enron. Remember Enron? That was a racket that was claiming to be an energy company. And the people that are trying to fight this, I didn't even know who to go to. You know, I hadn't seen anything. I didn't know who I should talk to put this out, to alert people. But I got a call from a friend of mine, Anthony Amore. He ran for the Secretary of State's job 2 years ago in Massachusetts, and he's involved with this. They have no money, but he's willing to talk about this. So, Anthony Amore, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, thanks a million for having me on. I really appreciate having the chance to tell your listeners why they need to vote no on this.
So it's question two, and tell people why this is a bad idea.
We'd have to do 3 hours on that, Howie. It is, there are so many reasons why it's a bad idea. You touched on one that should set off bells and whistles to the listeners about who's funding this. The three people you mentioned make up about 80% of the money that has come into Massachusetts to promote ranked choice voting. It's a terrible idea because it is a system that is incredibly confusing to people. And it's so bad, let me give you an example of how bad it is, that even liberals don't like it. Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom,
right,
and Jesse Jackson, the NAACP of New York State, all vehemently against ranked choice voting because they know, too, that this is a confusing system that is easily rigged. And, you know, when I first started thinking about it, if I can give you an example, right off the bat, the reason I was against it is because, as you mentioned, I ran in 2018, and I was out on the trail with Jeff Diehl, and nobody worked harder than Jeff did in 2018. And he spent $2 million. He raised a lot of money. He traveled the state in the RV with his name. He was on the radio and television, worked his tail off. And a week before the election, WBUR polls said that 36% of registered voters never heard of Jeff Diehl, right? So now you want to take a system where you could put seven people on a ballot and tell people who don't know the difference between two candidates to rank five or six or seven. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. And what does it tell you? I've told this to people over and over again that Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown were both against it. And not only were they governors of California, but they were from the Bay Area or San Francisco, Oakland, where this thing was used for a while, and they got rid of it. It was so bad, right?
It was a rare show of honesty from those two, where they said, this is just too confusing for our voters. They have a lot of voters who for whom English isn't their first language. And even more concerning, I read a study just today that said older voters find it the most difficult. So it's not and these are the people that turn out in Massachusetts, not coincidentally, a large portion of Republican voters who are older in our state, and to put a ballot in front of them that they can't understand. So when you have ranked choice voting, more ballots are thrown out because they're completed incorrectly. More voters go in and they choose people that they might not even know. They don't know if they can rank everybody or some of them. Most people aren't even going to understand this. And Howie, here's the thing that really makes me worried. If you have an election where you have two people, they don't reach 50%, so you have to have the second rounds come in. If the people who voted for the person who finished last, the outlier, for example, the Dr. Shiva, their votes, their second place votes, are the first ones that get counted. And if they make the difference and you voted for the guy that finished second or third, your second place votes never do. So it's not one person, one vote. It could be Howie and Anthony vote once, and, you know, John Doe, he had two votes in it. It's totally against the principles of our American system.
And the fact is, the fact that it's backed by someone named Soros and that it's backed by one of the Murdoch sons' wives, and that it's backed by a guy from Enron, I mean, that should tell you all you need to know about who's backing it. But wait, there's more. The ballot question has been endorsed by the fake Indian and Attorney General Mara Holden Healey. How much more do you need to know, everybody? By their enemies, by their enemies, you will know them, right?
So true. Just the other day, I posted on social media that when Elizabeth Warren came out and endorsed it, I said the same thing you just did. That's all you need to know. As soon as you hear she endorsed it, you should look at it askance and know there's something strange about it. But I challenge her to even describe it, to even explain how it works, and I'll bet you she can. For some reason, many libertarians are on board with this. They think somehow that this is going to lift a third party. So I asked the proponents, I said, give me an example where a third party candidate has benefited from ranked choice voting. The two places they cited were, I kid you not, Australia and Papua New Guinea. So I don't see a lot of application of those two countries here in Massachusetts. We have a perfectly fine system. Except for the fact that so many Democrats get elected, in my view. But this is the most important election thing I've ever been involved with. This is far more important than my own campaign. This vote is much more important than any other state vote that your listeners will make, because this will change voting forever in Massachusetts.
Right. Look what's happened in Maine. I just got a text from 207 from Maine. A computer system sits in Matt Dunlop's office. That's the Secretary of State. No one knows the algorithms. Who knows what's going on in there? It's un-American and totally confusing. Perfect for the moon bats. All I know is when Bruce Pollack one came out ahead by 2,000 votes on an election night in 2018 in Maine, the second congressional district, and he didn't have a majority, I just knew he was going to lose. Because I knew that's the way the system is designed. It's designed to screw conservatives, normal Americans.
Of course. It's, you know, I always think about how you used to point out Tim Cahill's role in the election a few years ago. That's what ranked choice voting will enable. If the guy at the top of the Democratic ticket isn't palatable to everybody, they put up a straw man. He isn't going to win, but the people who voted for him are going to vote second for the guy at the top of the ticket. And you'll
right.
never win a race in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's a complete con job. That's why the website that we hope that your listeners will visit is rankchoicesnochoice.com.
Rankchoicesnochoice.com. We'll tweet that out, too, a link to rankchoicesnochoice.com. You got no money, though, do you? I mean, like I said, I didn't know who was running the anti-campaign until you called up.
Howie, honestly, it is the most grassroots thing you've ever seen. That term's overused, but not in our case. You're right. We have almost no money up against $5 million. And the thing that your listeners should take away from that is that we're neck and neck with the pro people because our argument is right. They're trying to pull a fast one on the voters of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It's a terrible system, and it's a way to jerry-rig elections.
And learn something from Maine. Learn something from Maine and learn something from California. How about that? California, the liberals got rid of this because it's so bad.
Imagine trying to do a hand recount of this system. Not only will it be rife with fraud, it's a big mathematical equation. It's incredibly difficult for the average person to understand. Every time I'm in a debate, Howie, when the other side tries to explain it afterwards, I say, there's my argument right there.
Right.
It takes them 5 to 10 minutes to explain how the thing works. Why should voters have to try to... If you go into the ballot booth and you vote and you decide to rank four people, you have no idea who the person you voted number four. You don't know how that vote plays out later in the game.
No.
How would you know? It's a guessing game, and we should be guessing. You know, if people want a runoff, if they really feel strongly that it should be 50% or more
right.
in an election, which John Adams did not believe, and he did not run into the Constitution. But if you feel strongly about that, the city of Boston does a traditional runoff,
right.
fine.
The southern states always did that. The southern states always did that, and for racist reasons. But it's on the you can make it a law. You know, you can have a
yes.
if you don't get 50%, you go to a runoff. That's all you need to do. All right, Anthony Amore, give us the web address one more time.
RankChoiceIsNoChoice.com, Howie.
RankChoiceIsNoChoice.com, and we'll tweet that out, a link to that. And we'll have you on before the vote, Anthony. And thanks for getting involved in this. It's very important. Vote no on question two. I think Anthony's right. It may be the most important referendum question ever. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about. With a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's still not that easy to make an appointment at a hospital or a medical clinic or at a medical office. And you don't want to go to the pharmacy because you got to put on the mask and deal with those one-way aisles and all the rest of the hassles that Charlie Parker has installed in everyday life. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Boone's Fish House and Oyster Room on the Portland waterfront. For amazing wood-grilled meats and seafood, visit the home of the baked stuffed lobster, Boone's Portland.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Taylor, we got another problem here. A guy wants to know how to buy a thunderstorm. When I go to the website, they're listed at 3:30. Where's the website for the promotion? It's got to be somewhere there, right?
Go to EdenPure.com. You're going to see the thunderstorm there with the Howie Carr Show logo on it. Click on that, and there is it takes it to another page, and there's a set of instructions. Just follow the instructions on that page, and all you have to do is put two in your cart, enter promo code HowieBogo at checkout, and you are good to go.
All right. It's a good product. You'll enjoy them. You'll get something out of them. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you know anyone who voted for Trump in 2016 that won't be voting for him this November?
Only people who aren't coming down for breakfast anymore. And I don't even know too many of them. Most of the Trump voters are still alive. Almost all of them, actually.
94% say, nope, they don't know anybody like that.
All right. We can take some calls here. 844.
I bet more would say they don't want to know anybody like that.
No, I don't want to know anybody like that. And how can we change voting via questions on the ballot? I don't know about you, but last year I used to go to the dump, and I moved out of my house now, so I don't have to go to the dump anymore. I just have put it in the collection downstairs. But I would go to the dump. And there would always be these women that looked like Elizabeth Warren voters. You know, they were no-nonsense grannies, no makeup, sensible shoes. And they were just coming up to people that looked gullible with these petitions and trying to explain to them how it's really a good thing. You know, once we have this in, no conservatives could ever win another election. Oh, great. That's great. So we can have more, even more Elizabeth Warrens in office. We can have more frauds getting in, stealing money from people who work for a living, and people do. Now that I think about it, they're the same people who I see wearing masks now. Those are the people who signed the petitions, but they got all the votes they needed. And Maine got it scammed, they scammed it on the state of Maine, and they took away the one Republican who was elected to Congress from the whole six-state region of New England, the one Republican in the House. And he's gone, and so he tries to organize a campaign to get rid of it. And you know what he runs up against? The virus. So they did an amazing thing, even getting close to it. But he said, we got 70,000 signatures, Pollock, when he comes on the show. And I said, I don't know. He said, I think we got more than enough. And I said, do you understand? These are men and women of unsleeping malevolence, as Billy Bulger used to say. God, it just, oh man, it was bad. And they threw him off. They said, oh, you came two votes short, two signatures short, or something like that. And they threw it off the ballot, and now the whole thing. I can't see how Susan Collins is going to prevail. All right, we're going to do the Wizard of Oz when we come back. Karen Polito, we have some obnoxious sound cuts from Charlie Baker, too. But get on board at 844-500-4242. If you want to predict how many times Karen Polito says, win a copy of What Really Happened. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
We here at Matthews Brothers have a saying that was originally coined our first day in business. A window without glass is just a big drafty hole in the wall. You might wonder why the brothers felt it necessary to state such an obvious fact. But remember, 166 years ago, there wasn't nearly as much to talk about when it came to windows as there is today. Back then, it was pretty much, you got your wood, you got your glass, you got your putty, you got your window. Back then, windows had two jobs, let the light in and keep everything else, wind, rain, bad guys, out. Nowadays, windows are called on to be much more than just glass holders. Today, our windows are more like transparent walls and are actually more thermally efficient than walls in homes built just 50 years ago. When you consider that a window is about 85% glass, you see why the brothers focused on it, even back then. Today, both our windows and our dual and tri-pane insulating glass units are all proudly made in Maine and are not supplied by some other manufacturer out there by the Great Divide. You can see the results of our relentless passion for making wicked awesome windows and doors, but only at better lumber yards and window professionals or on the web at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T, America's oldest window manufacturer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So we're going to do this last night. Karen Polito was up in Lowell with the nitwit, Charlie Parker, Massachusetts' biggest dink. to use an old semi-obsolete word, but it seems appropriate for the occasion. They were up there yesterday doing their thing, and he was making this announcement that COVID was going to retreat from the bars, in restaurants, but not from bars, period, on Monday at midnight. And that, it was unsafe and could kill you to sit at a table with more than six people in a restaurant Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Friday or Thursday, but not on Monday. He announced this. So we were listening to Karen Polito, and she was her usual.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. So what you have to do here is you have to tell us how many times she says, we've got several of these. So if you hear someone win ahead of you and you're on the line, just hang on. Just hang on. And if you win, just hang on the line and give Jared your home address, and we will send you out a copy, an autographed copy of What Really Happened, How Donald J. Trump Saved America from Hillary Clinton.
Who is the most recent recipient of that book, Howie?
Donald J. Trump Jr. He got the book. And he said, he mentioned that the president has, I mentioned that the president has endorsed it in three separate tweets, and he said, that's two more tweets than I've gotten from my own father.
And if you missed that interview with Donald Trump Jr., it's on the website, HowieCarshow.com, or wherever your podcasts for the Howie Carr Show come in.
Yeah, he was very wound up. He seemed to be in a good mood today. Nothing like talking about Hunter Biden to put him in a good mood. So anyway, what we do is we give you how long the cut is, just so you'll have some idea of how long you got to keep counting. And then we're going to count it down 3, 2, 1, and that'll be it. And then we'll go straight through, and we'll just keep taking calls. If you want to get on the line, we've got enough so that we can probably run through a couple of different groups of six callers. All right, this is the first one. It's going to be 16 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
Great to be here at Brew City. Ville City Barbecue and Brew. Renee, what a fabulous spot. Your story is very compelling, starting off as in the food truck business, learning barbecue.
And then going out of business 7 months ago, thanks to our ridiculous regulations that make absolutely no sense. It's a very compelling story. Tom, how many times did she say it?
I would say 4.
Matt, how many times did she say it?
5, Charles.
You got it. You got it, Matt. All right. That's the first winner. Okay, and we hang on, Matt, and we'll get you the address. And once we get a couple more people in there on the lines. We'll do the next one. So I want to play Baker on plexiglass, because plexiglass is the big thing. Is it possible that he owns shares of stock in a plexiglass company? Now that every bar in the state is going to need to have more plexiglass than you already see at like the supermarkets or at all the cash registers. Now you're going to need it for the whole length of the bar if you want to open. So this is Baker on plexiglass.
Has the state been dispersing any additional money to school districts, either through the CARES program or just from the state, to help with HVAC, plexiglass, all the stuff that schools need to make this happen?
So I think back in July, was it in July? We sent about $710 million to local communities to spend on COVID-related stuff and $400 million to school districts directly, and made the decision to fund Chapter 70 at last year's rate plus inflation. So the total number that went to the schools was about an increase of roughly $500 million over last year, and the amount that went to the communities was local aid plus the $710 million that went to cities and towns.
We figured it was the least we could do since we bankrupted all the parents and all the taxpayers who were paying property taxes. It was the least we could do. God, what a boob. What a pluperfect ass he is. I can't believe it. 844-500-4242. Okay, this next one is 22 seconds long. 22 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
During this challenging time, to comply with the new rules and protocols to make their establishments safer, we clearly are just amazed at the collaboration, the hard work and effort, the tireless effort of the municipal leaders who get up every day and just do this work.
You notice how they're always patting themselves on the back, all the people who've never missed a paycheck, the public health community, the municipal folks. What about the people you put out of business for no bleeping reason? God. Maria, how many times?
I'm going to say 5.
No. M, you're next. How many? M. Is that the right name? Matt. Go ahead, Matt. Oh, this guy that was waiting, the one, the first one? Hold on. Okay, Matt, are you there? No, he's gone. Shirley, you're next. How many times?
4.
Kevin, how many times?
6.
John, how many times?
7. I just got into
let him get it wrong before you press the damn button.
I threw out his ballot.
We're not in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
6.
Mike, how many times were you listening or were you calling?
Yeah, I was calling. I just caught like 3/4 of it, but I'll take a wild
okay.
guess and say 7.
No, that's okay. Thanks. That's been again a helpful hint here. If someone else has already said 7, don't say 7 again. Go for one higher or one lower. It's usually the way it works. Okay, 844-500-4242. So here is Baker, as if it's not bad enough, him virtue signaling about how superior he feels because he doesn't have to get to play basketball and doesn't get to meet any of his friends, as if he has any friends left. Now he has to come after Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's so shocked that Donald Trump would say he doesn't necessarily believe the election's going to be honest. I wonder where we would ever get that idea that the election is not going to be honest, that the Democrats are going to try to impede the transfer of power, considering they still haven't conceded the 2016 election. Here it is, and stand by to throw up. Cut 18.
It is appalling and outrageous that anyone would suggest for a minute that if they lose an election, they're not going to leave. Period. And I know that I speak, I am sure, for the vast majority of the elected officials in the United States of America when I say that.
Is he planning to become a Democrat and not have to worry about being prosecuted for stealing elections? Is that what this is all about? Oh, man, I wish I could someday be as holy as Tal Duvall. Let's play the cut again. Cut 31. This is 22 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
During this challenging time, to comply with the new rules and protocols to make their establishments safer. We clearly are just amazed at the collaboration, the hard work and effort, the tireless effort of the municipal leaders who get up every day and just do this work.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. But
somebody's bound to hit the number.
Yeah, you got to remember what people have said before, and those were not right. So there's only a handful of answers that might be correct. Rita, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rita. Go ahead. Brett, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Howie, was it 9?
Sean, you're next. Go ahead, Sean. How many?
3.
Joe, how many?
8.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Joe. Congratulations. That was a tough one. Okay, let's reload the lines. We got a few more to play here. They're going to be easier than that. That was the tough one of the bunch. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So it was 8, not 7. It was 8. And let's now here's Baker. He's still angry. He's just so angry that Donald Trump hasn't shut down the economy the way he has. Donald Trump hasn't done a great job, whereas he has the third highest death rate in the country and the sixth highest unemployment rate. How can anyone not see what a genius he is? Cut 19.
People think there's a lot at stake in this election. And there is. Whichever state you're from, region you're from, or where you're voting up and down the ticket. So one way or another, the people are going to speak in November, up and down the ticket for all those races that are out there. And those of us who serve in public life will do everything we can to make sure that the people's will is followed through and executed on.
Why aren't the bars open then?
Because that is fundamentally why there's a United States of America in the first place.
What a fool. He's trying to take away everyone's civil liberties, and then he lectures us for not bending over. What? Ugh, he is so bad. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll play a couple of more Wizard of Oz. Hang on, everybody. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, located just before the Cactus. From their steak tips and ribs, the Route 1 Grill House has it all. Open now 7 days a week for both outdoor and indoor dining. Campers, are you thinking about getting a new or used RV this year? This is Howie Carr, and Cold Springs RV is ready for you. The 2021 models are now arriving daily, but they won't last long. After one visit, you will understand why they are a one-stop shop for all things camping. With all the top RV brands, a new state-of-the-art service center, a new RV body shop, and a huge store full of accessories, you don't need to go anywhere else. If it is service you need, the brand-new state-of-the-art service facility is ready for you. They service all makes and brands. If your RV needs body work, they have you covered. They can help you with collision repair, roof replacement, or even a new paint job. From minor repairs to major insurance jobs, Cold Springs RV can do it all. As a full-service RV dealer, you know they can fix just about anything. If you are a service technician and want to work for the best, ask about employment today. Cold Springs RV, Route 114 in Ware, New Hampshire. ColdSpringsRV.com, your destination for all things camping.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
One of the things he said, this diva, as somebody called him, this diva said, was that he's going to do some campaigning for legislative candidates. Would you want him campaigning for you with that kind of attitude? I would say come in and campaign. If you're going to come into my district, campaign for my opponent, please. I don't think anybody, any of my voters want to ever see you again. 781, oh, he's mad. He's a fool's fool. 617, oh, what is this melodramatic Mary up to? Charlie has turned into a real bleeping diva. Another 617, if only Baker could be half as indignant about the lives he's ruined with his lockdown as he was about Trump trolling. So true. So true. Okay, cut 32. This is 13 seconds long. 13 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
Tamp down the virus in many places. We're proud of what you're doing here in Lowell. And clearly, at the same time, we want to address the economic challenges that exist as a result of the pandemic.
As a result of our catastrophic, calamitous mismanagement of everything that has to do with this. Phil, how many times did she say it? Phil?
Cinco? Cinco?
No. I had to count it out.
Did you count in Spanish?
Si.
How did that help you?
Si, senor. Si, senor. He was close, though. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank. How many times?
Four.
Quattro to you, pal. Quattro. Okay, hold on, Frank. Hold on. You won. Stand by. 844-500-4242. I think we have we got enough people on to do the next one. Okay. This one is 12 seconds long. 12 seconds long. 3, 2, 1.
We'll also guide participants along retail shops and outdoor streeteries. I love that word. Another one of Lowell's great initiatives.
Good God. This is like, you know, having a bomb go off and say, oh, we have a triage going on here. What a great initiative this is. No, the only reason we have it is because everybody's bleeding to death, okay? We just have to pick which ones we're going to save. Oh, do these people have any idea what they've done? I don't think they do. I don't think they have any clue how much devastation they've visited upon all these people that they go to and expect to be greeted like saviors and patrons. Charlie, how many times did she say it?
Four.
You got it, Charlie. You got it. See, people, it's just practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Okay, I think we got enough to, we can do one last one here. What? Oh, all right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at the messages. Tell me I did not just hear her say that, please. Streeteries. What do you want me to say? Okay, this is the last one we got. It's 34 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
As we have to manage through the virus. These institutions, these places make up the fabric and the culture and what people love about their community. And it really is a big lift to be able to visit, have a great experience, and try to balance the struggles and challenges living through this pandemic with the wonderful offerings right in your backyard. So it's great, really great to be here in Lowell to celebrate the grants as well as what you're doing at this time.
Living through this pandemic. No, what we're living through is not the pandemic, because the pandemic really wasn't that big of a problem if you weren't in a nursing home. We're living through your overreaction, your hysteria about the pandemic. Do you not get that? God almighty. Oh, all right. Let's see here. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. How many times?
Five.
Mark, how many times?
Three.
John, how many times?
Six.
You got it, John. All right. 774, church next to my business is closing due to shutdown. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, you know, you're breaking people of the habits, all their habits, whether it's going out to eat or going to church or going to buy a new tie or a dress at a clothing store. And it's, and when you break these habits, you're breaking businesses, you're breaking people's lives, and they have no clue. Ugh. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but this reminded me again of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer, a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you too. Right now, when a lot of people don't want to go into the city, Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols that Perfect Smiles has taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE, 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE, or go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life.